Hi there, I'm Jules, and in this video we're going to be looking at the stone soup virtual cookery skill called mise en place, so a bit of French fun. So here's what you'll discover in this video. First we'll look at what exactly is mise en place. It's not exactly a common term, so something that many of you might not know. Then we'll look at four ways that this mysterious French thing can help you. Then we'll look at examples of mise en place. And finally, some action steps to help you apply this in your own cooking. So what is mise en place? So if you've ever eaten in a restaurant with an exposed kitchen, so you could watch the chefs at work? And have you ever noticed those little containers and bottles of sauces that they have at their workstations? Well, you've seen mise en place in action. So mise en place is a French term that roughly translates as put in place. It's used to describe the practice of chefs preparing food up to a point to where it's ready to be used in a dish during food service. So it may be as simple as washing or picking herbs into individual leaves or chopping and peeling vegetables. Or it might be more complicated, like caramelizing onions, cooking dried beans or slow cooking meats, or preparing a particular sauce. The main benefit in a restaurant is that it makes it much quicker and easier to get food on the table after the customer is ordered. The secondary benefit is that the preparation can help extend the shelf life of fresh produce. So we'll look at four ways mise en place can help you as a home cook. So first, it can save you time during the week. So by taking the time on the weekends or whenever you can spare the time to do a little mise en place preparation, we can make it much quicker and easier to get dinner on the table when we come home from work late and everyone is hungry. Second way is that it can prolong the shelf life of your produce. So happily, a little bit of preparation can extend the shelf life of fresh produce. This is usually because the preparation involves some sort of heat which reduces any microbes present. So just think of a slow-cooked meat dish which will last for a few weeks in the fridge compared to a piece of fresh meat that may only keep for a few days. Same goes for things like wilted spinach versus a bunch of fresh spinach or roasted beets versus fresh beetroot. Getting ahead of myself there. So the third way it can help is that it helps take the pressure off cooking dinner. So having different ingredients prepped and cooked means that you can quickly toss something together and then heat or not heat as you may choose and then serve. So that's all you need to do, which is much less pressure than having to start chopping things from scratch and scrubbing vegetables, definitely a lot easier. And the fourth way it can help is that it encourages you to cook without recipes. So if you've had a look at the Master Your Meal Plan class, you'll know I'm a massive fan of helping people to learn to cook without recipes. And by having these kind of mise en place ingredients prepared, so they're kind of like building blocks, it can make it much easier for you to see how to build a whole dish or a whole recipe by yourself. So here's some examples of mise en place. So look, there's grain and legume building blocks, and I just wanted to say that all the recipes for these building block recipes are included in our weekend cook class, which I'll put a link to, or you can just access it from the short classes tab in the nav menu. So all of these recipes are included in that class, and each of the recipes comes with instructions for how to prepare, obviously, but then also the best way to store that mise en place ingredient, and also some suggestions for how to use the mise en place ingredient. So it really gives you the whole toolkit that you need. So back to our example. So first, I've kind of lumped them into different groups. So we've got grain and legume building block recipes. So these things like sprouts, a big pot of beans, lovely lentils.